Jess in with you this morning. Now, not that I'm biased at all, but one of my favourite businesses in the Upper Hunter has just won an incredible award for one of their products. It's Annie and Jason Chesworth from Hunter Bell Cheese, and Jason joins me this morning. Jace, how are you doing?
Good, Jess. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, you guys have just won quite the prestigious award for one of your beautiful cheeses.
Yeah, look, our Ash Brie won a gold medal at the Australian DIAA Awards back in April, I think it was. And we got a phone call last week to they say they were postponing the presentation dinner for the big awards, but they came with good news that we actually won the trophy for Breast Brie or Camembert in its class. So pretty good result for a little local company like ours.
That is awesome. And it was specifically for your Ashed Brie Bell?
Yes, yep. So our range of triple cream brie have got a pretty big following across the Hunter Valley. But yeah, this one was for our Ash version, which is gaining quite a good following. Mm. And our halloumi and herb and garlic feta also won a gold medal, and our cranberry and pistachio and caramelised onion cheddars won silvers. So we've never had a result like that from any show that we've entered, you know, in the past. So we're absolutely over the moon with this one.
Oh, that is so good. To give everyone some perspective, I guess, just how big are these particular awards?
Well, as big as they get in Australia. So that was against all the sort of big cheese companies, and some of them small as well, like ourselves, that are sort of artisan cheese producers, but also up against the big guys, that you know, the King Islands, that have sort of been winning everything for years.
Yeah. That's awesome. Now, with your Ash Brie Bell, my housemate told me a white lie about how exactly you make your Ash Brie Bell. What is the process? Is it actual ash? How do you do it?
Yeah, it is actually ash. So back in the day, it was a way that I suppose cheesemakers used. It was another line of defence against outside bacteria. Right. So it was a way to actually make the brie last a little bit longer and stop sort of any, you know, imperfect mould that we don't want growing on the white soil. We want that beautiful fluffy white to sort of come through. So that's how it originated, and it sort of, you know, also adds to the flavour as the cheese matures and leads to a creamier cheese as well. So yeah, we actually cheat a little bit. Our little secret is we actually turn the ash into a bit of a paste and actually paint it over the cheese just after it's brined on day two. And then by about day 8, 9, it's grown white mould through that black layer. It's probably one of the most amazing transformations of any of our cheeses to watch, you know, in a week. And then it's ready for wrapping.
Now, that makes much more sense than what my housemate decided to tell me. He told me that you used ash from our backyard fire pit and rolled the cheese in it.
No, not quite. This is very nice, clean, sterile ash.
That is so good. And Jason, after the year that we've all been going through and are still going through, we know you guys had a little bit of a rough patch in there with the pandemic. This is certainly a great way to celebrate just how awesome you guys are.
Yeah, definitely. Look, it hasn't been easy for us. I'm sure it's been a lot harder for other people out there as well. But, you know, we've got a great team of people that work for us, that work very hard and have had to work even harder through this COVID pandemic. So we're just really happy that, you know, they're getting recognised and that we can, you know, continue this success everywhere we can sort of look to within our business.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure you're in for a busy couple of months, of course, with Christmas coming up. It's going to be cheese platters everywhere.
Yeah, look, I can't wait. I have to book a holiday for January, I think.
I think so. Well, Jason, congratulations again. This is such awesome news. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks for your support, Jess. And just thank you to the people of the Upper Hunter. It's their support for our products that makes all this possible. So without supporting local products, these sort of awards just wouldn't happen at all.